So without any further announcements, I will turn the time over to Peter, and he will tell us what we're in for.
Welcome from within the shadows of the ever-rising mall. We greet you with music and the spoken word coffee house edition. I've been told this should be coffee with Kahlua edition. But anyway.
I forgot something.
Okay.
Sorry. Diane Orman called me this morning, and I forgot to give you the announcement she told us. Whoever wants to is meeting at 1 o'clock at the Denny's that's just, I guess, around the corner. Diane, give me the address again. 250 West, 500 South. They're all meeting at Denny's. There's no reservations or anything. Just show up if you want to meet a group of Eskimos for lunch today.
Sorry.
All right. Well, you're in for a treat today. We thought we'd start you off with something a little spiritual.
Well, I mean, you know, it's music and the spoken word. And so we were trying to think what we could do and how we could bring the spirit to a group like this with people like us. And it occurred to us that when Pete, you know, some of you may know that Peter got in a little bit of trouble a few years back for disagreeing with the brethren about some stuff. And so he wasn't worthy of a temple recommend. And he wasn't worthy to play in the orchestra at Temple Square.
Because, obviously, you know, the viola, I could do Morse code and viola and pervert the music somehow.
But there was one place that Peter was outright told he could continue to serve and where he could do no harm.
I was LeVan's probably first and I'm guessing only male primary chorister.
He was awesome.
I think it was intended to humble me, but I really liked the job. So I got to thinking about, there was a lot of discussion on some of the message boards about inoculating church members with accurate information. You know, a lot of the apologists were saying, if only our church members just knew this and knew how faith-promoting the accurate history of the church was, why, then when they heard about it, they wouldn't feel betrayed or anything. I thought, you know, there are a lot of beautiful messages that come to us from church history. And so I thought, why don't I just rewrite some of these tunes and inoculate our children. So the first thing I thought we needed to do, starting primary, of course, is instill a sense of reverence and awe for divine beauty, such as Joseph Smith had. Joseph loved his wives to see. He would count them quietly. 1, 2, 3, let me see. How many more can there be? 33, 34. Who can know for sure if he'd lived instead of died, he would have had more. Now, we don't get a chance to do these very often, but what a surprise. The next thing we needed to help the children understand the incredible financial sacrifice entailed in taking a key leadership position in the lay leadership of the church. Our prophet has a word for you, and this is a word.
Revenue.
Revenue. A gift or a job, whatever you do, the church would like to get one-tenth from you. Or maybe just a little more.
Well, and then, of course, we want to instill in our children a strong affirmation of the church's empowering stance on the divine feminine. Heavenly Mother, are you really there? And if you are, why can't I use your name in prayer? Some say that you won't talk to me, but I would like to try once just to see. Heavenly Mother, they say it's a sin. If I try and use your name in prayer again, why does it cause so much strife to try and talk to Heavenly Father's wife?
Well, having tackled the theological dilemmas, we of course needed to instill an appropriate and respectful attitude towards minorities. The primary colors are 1, 2, 3, white, and white. Each one has a message for you and me.
Each one says choose the right.
White is the color of shirts that we wear.
White is the color the priesthood to bear.
White is the color that you'd be too if only the curse was removed from you. Well, so naturally this leads into our next thing that we need the children to have, conflict resolution skills, that maintain love and respect for all of God's children.
Long ago, Missourians came traveling across our land. We were thrilled because we finally had the upper hand. Lined them up and shot them, mother, father, daughter, son. Shot them all in the head one by one.
That one always gives me shivers.
Our kids did hear us practicing, and they said, Mom and Dad, you're not doing that for Grandma and Grandpa, are you? They're like, you really can't do those for people. We said, oh, we're doing it for the ex-Mormons. They said, oh, okay. So they like them. They just didn't want our whole family to abandon us. So last but not least, we want to teach through these songs the proper way, the practical way, to support the large family God has commanded you to joyously raise.
And what better way to do that than following the example of the prophets? There's a verse of this, of course, for every prophet. If you want it, email me. We're just going to do one, and you might even kind of catch on and want to sing along with this one. If you were raised kind of same era as us, you'll know this. Let's see.
Joseph wanted prophets from underneath the ground, so he tried for gold, but he could never found. So he tried a different tack and wrote himself a tome. Finally found a way to bring the bacon home. Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow if they will pay. Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow. Joseph led the way.
Think you can handle that? Try that one. Sing it with us.
So if you want some prophets, the moral here is clear. Go and start a church, it may take a couple years. Tell all of the people who follow you like sheep that participation in the kingdom isn't cheap.
Sing it.
Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow if they will pay. Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow. Joseph led the way.
Well, Mary's going to grab her violin and we'll play you something a little.
So we made our first CD this year, which we were really excited about, and one of the songs, thank you.
Thanks in large part to your encouragement, thanks.
Yes, and buying the demo CD, which helped to fund our CD project. Anyway, one of the songs on our CD won a national award this year. The Winfield Festival has a new song competition, and Peter Song won for Songs for a Better World. Yay.
It's so much easier to write songs about a better world these days. So anyway, we were playing this song a little while back, and there was a wonderful person in the audience who just seemed enraptured. And afterwards, she came up and said, I loved your song about baptism. And I'm scratching my head. And finally, she said, you know, the one about the river. And I said, oh, that's about... So if you're looking for it, I had never thought of it that way. But I guess, you know, it's sort of I had a reverse baptism, I don't know. I didn't have the heart to tell her anything about it. But if you're looking for gifts to bring back to faithful family and friends from this conference, you can take them this song.
Thank you.
went down to the river on the shore. Vowed you study war no more. Gonna live in peace with a fellow man. Oh, sisters, brothers, come and lend a hand. Keep my sword into a plowshare. Work the soil of peace with care. Gonna keep on marching, not for war, but for the causes that are worth my dying for. Every dream has a chance to be. Seeds grow a reality, and so I hope that someday we'll meet down by the river.
You may think I'm a fool, or maybe you're a dreamer too, or you may be too weak to stand and help us heal the scars.
Where does the blood go from all we've done? Killed the soil and choked the sun. But the river's brown, a sacred stream, can never fail to wash with sullied clean. Every dream has a chance to be. Seeds grow a reality, and so I hope that someday we'll meet down by the river. This river runs wild and free, mountain tops down to the sea. I think it winds through every soul, connects the world we live in cold, cold. I have a dream that at the shore, let's do stand war no more. Can live in peace with a fellow man. Oh, brother, brothers, come and lend a hand. Every dream has a chance to be. Seeds grow a reality, and so I believe someday we'll meet down by the river. Down by the river.
You guys are great. Well, you know, in wanting to bring the spirit to this group the best we can with our limited abilities, since we can no longer feel the spirit, we wanted to do a hymn for you, which we'll do in just a minute, but Peter's tuning the guitar for the song after, so while I have just a second, I'll tell you, first of all, that we have an amazing lineup. We're going to hurry and do two more songs and get out of the way, because the people that have agreed to come perform are just awesome. You're going to be so excited. And also tell you that everyone will have their CDs on the back table here, so you can come and buy CDs. We have our new CD, and we told you last year that if you bought our demo, we'd give you our CD for $10 when it came out, so just hold us to that. So you can get it for $10 if you bought one last year, and I guess we're ready to sing a hymn.
Yeah.
We were never able to do this one in church.
Last hymn I ever wrote, I guess. And you know that presentation on the family yesterday? This song speaks to that, I think. In fact, there's a whole verse devoted to John Ashcroft and his robing of a nude statue, the Spirit of Justice. love on for Jesus to keep all his followers free. Some in other lands just don't understand, so I'm building a bomb for Jesus. For Jesus needs an army of those who believe in his will. He has no hands but our hands to kill those whom Jesus would kill. I'm waterboarding for Jesus, protecting his nation from harm. When those terrorists squeal, it's because of my zeal. So I'm waterboarding for Jesus. For Jesus wants an army of those who believe in his might. He has no hands but our hands to torture those terrorists right.
I'm covering statues for Jesus. The spirit of justice needs clothes. Her bare marble breast has my mind such distress. So I'm covering statues for Jesus. For Jesus
an army, chaste and modest and true. He has no hands but our hands to cover up the statue.
I'm fighting the gays for Jesus because of their perverted ways.
They want to be free to marry like me. So I'm fighting the gays for Jesus.
For Jesus
wants an army to keep marriage the province of straight. He has no hands but our hands to fight off the gays at the gates. I'm stopping abortions for Jesus, 'cause Jesus wants babies to live. But once they are born, they're not my concern. I'm not feeding the babies for Jesus. Oh, Jesus wants an army to make sure all the fetuses live. But once they're born, they're his concern. I've given all I can give. I'm reading the Bible for Jesus. But one thing has got me confused. The people he sees with whom he's not pleased all seem to be people like me. Oh, Jesus needs an army to educate people like me. He'll have no hands but your hands, 'cause I'm just too busy, you see. I'm building a bomb for Jesus to keep all his followers free. Some in other lands just don't understand, so I'm building a bomb for Jesus.
So much. We've had such a good time. We're just going to do one more song. We've kind of been silly today, but we wanted to wake everyone up so that you'll be awake to hear everything amazing that's coming after us. The last few weeks, we've really been struck in the news just over and over and over. There have been so many young gay kids who have taken their lives after being bullied and just treated terribly, and it's so sad. It's so tragic. And I was teaching a violin lesson in September, and the mom was sitting, you know, just reading the New York Times while I was teaching her son, and she just gasped. After the lesson was over, she showed me this article about Tyler Clementi, the 18-year-old freshman at Rutgers who was a talented violinist, who his roommate decided to stream online his gay relationship, and this kid felt so hopeless that he jumped off the George Washington Bridge and he died. And
with impeccable timing, the LDS Church decided to address the issue.
Yeah, and I just, I mean, all these stories, they break my heart. But something about seeing this kid, New York Times, and the picture they had was him holding his violin as only a really good violinist can, with just beautiful technique. And just the week before, I'd been to the symphony and listened to Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, one of my favorite pieces in the world. And when I was listening to that, my heart had kind of sunk in my chest, because it come to my mind, there's a lot of suspicion that Tchaikovsky actually committed suicide, that he didn't die because he was ill, but that he committed suicide, and the reason was that he was gay, and that there are letters that we have where his friends had told him that it would be better if he was going to be this way. And so with that memory in my mind of having gone and heard one of my favorite concertos and sitting there thinking, what more would he have written? What a gift he gave the world, and what little, you know, what did the world give back to him, you know, to this powerful, wonderful man who had this beautiful gift of music, and for his friends to do that to him. And then here I saw this picture of this young man who would have played that concerto for people and brought so much joy. And I thought, what a tragedy if we could just get past this bigotry and this hurt towards each other, and just love each other. And so anyway, we didn't know what else to do, so we wrote a song. This is the first time we performed it, so we hope that you won't regret our...
We did play it once or twice at home first.
Late in the evening, one September night, when Tyler found out what they'd done, they'd taken a scene from his private life and shown it online just for fun. Now he didn't do anything wrong, he'd just fallen in love. Instead of drowning in the Hudson, he should have been high. Should have been left to climb high on the mountain of love. Stand many others alongside of Tyler who have been thoughtlessly shamed by those who profess that the core of their nature is a natural, sick, or profane. Now it isn't really that hard to grab onto their hand, to walk with them in the valley below, and take the climb high, take the climb high on the mountain of love. Have a message for preachers of hate. I think you may be confused. The road to salvation's not paved with rejection, intolerance, or abuse. So stand down your guard, I'll do the same. Let's meet each other in the valley below and take the climb high. Take the climb high on the mountain of love. Climb high, take the climb high, take the climb high on the mountain of love. Climb high, climb high, take the climb high on the mountain of
love. I'm going to introduce McCall Erickson. Did I get your name? Last name right? I know her first name. So we first met when she was playing a local concert series. She played this song that I just fell in love with immediately. You can play that today? I think you like me better when I'm small.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to play that. Okay, so I go running up afterwards to meet her, and I said, oh, that song you played just, it spoke, I don't know, you know, what you wrote it about, but it spoke to me about my feelings about a recent shift in beliefs that I had. And she said, you know, funny you should mention this. So it was for me anyway, for her music, love at first hearing. I think you'll be really thrilled to hear her. She's an excellent songwriter. And if you live here around, she performs. And you'll have plenty of chance to see her in the future. I'll get out of your way.
Thank you, Peter. Well, if I would have known we were doing parodies today, I would have prepared. Although mine are end up being much more crass and probably way too inappropriate, but that has been part of my therapy, is writing parodies. But today I've got some songs for you. I'm really happy to be here, a little bit nervous, because I just left the church and left. And this is like kind of coming full circle for me to like speak about it, you know? Wow. And you're all here. And we're not getting struck down, especially after those songs. If I'm not struck down after that. I'm super happy. Like, I love my life. So I ended up writing songs after I left the church. I never really wrote before that. And so it kind of helped me in my journey out. And I've got a whole CD of songs that I wrote right after I left. And so they're back there. I'll sing a couple for you today, but I'm going to start with a little hippie song because I'm kind of hippie. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine no more countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Yeah, imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. We'll be as one. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum, ba-da-dum-bum, ba-da-dum-bum-bum, oh, yeah. Imagine no possession. If you can, no greed or hunger, yeah, just a brotherhood of men. Yeah. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. We'll be as one. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum, oh yeah. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum, oh. Can you imagine? Oh, You can. You can imagine. I know it. I know Peter and Mary with me. Those are two hippie names right there. You just need like a Paul to join you now. Do you have a son named? No, you just have daughters, right? Oh. Misplaced Paul. He didn't get the memo. All right, you guys aren't so bad. My nervousness is calming down a bit. Not that I thought you'd be bad, it's just, I don't know. I get nervous playing in front of ex-Mormons. I'm just kidding. Okay, so yeah. Like I said, writing songs saved my life. It really did. After I left the church, I just completely left my old life and sat on my bed for 6 months and wrote songs. And so this was one of them, and I think this is the one Peter said he just loved. So maybe some of you can relate. You planted me in is too small. I'm not a seed anymore, I've grown so tall. And I don't need you breathing over me and watering me all the time. I can find the sun on my own, I'll be just fine. And plant me outside where the air is clear. Birds flying overhead, singing away my fears. Oh, you promised me, you promised me you'd love me through it all. But when I speak my own language, that love fades away, it falls. And I've got a feeling, a suspicion, that's all. That you love me better when I'm small. A little fish in your school anymore, trapped in your net and pulled ashore. I'm swimming on my own into the deep blue. You're the one who taught me to swim, Luna. You promised me you'd love me through it all. But when I speak my own language, that love fades away, it falls. And I've got a feeling, a suspicion, that's all. That you love me better when I'm small. And I've got a long way to go to get rid of you. Those lies you told me still control what I do. This story's a broken record, a bad cliche, an old adage, a proverb that won't go away. You promise me you love me through it all. But when I speak my own language, that love fades away, it falls. And I've got a feeling, a suspicion, that's all, that you love me better. Love me better, baby, when I'm small. Thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Like, no one's talking at all. It's like you're here to listen to music or something. David brought it to my attention that my strings are dead. It's true, they are. I regret not changing my strings, not taking the time. Yeah, well, thanks. You're so sweet. A lot of my songs that I wrote after leaving the church, it seems like a lot of people can relate, even people who didn't leave the church. It's really funny. I'm like, do you know I wrote that about leaving the church? It seems like we're in this time where there's a lot of forward movement and just a lot of old ways and old paradigms and patterns and paths for life are not working. We're running out. We're like, it's time to find new ways of doing things and really stepping up to the plate. So this is one of those songs I wrote about that. My heart has no words. My eyes have no tears left. My mind had done gone crazy, went off and married my fears. Now I'm standing here with nothing left to tell you. Yeah, I'm standing here with nothing to prove. I got nothing to prove. Tried so hard to make you believe in me. Well, I didn't know it then, but the believing's up to me. Now I'm standing here with a fire in my belly. Yeah, I'm standing here with a smile down to my toes. Doesn't matter if I fall, no, it's time to be a better me. And letting go has not been easy, but I can't have you loving me. You think I should be? Yeah, I'm standing here at the end of who I once was, not sure yet of who I will become, but I'm feeling brave. I got nothing to lose. I'm so beautiful and I make no excuse. It's time to be a better me. Oh, and I'm not looking for your easy answers. And I don't need you to hold my hand. I just need some space to be.
you guys.
What? What's our time? We're okay?
Two.
I'll do two. Okay. Oh, you're so sweet. Who said that? I love you. I'll do two more with my dead strings. David, I'm just kidding. Funny how it's not funny. McCall, sometimes I don't like the things I say when I'm in front of a mic. I'm just gonna sing the song. It's called Everything I Never Knew I Needed, or the tornado song, which is probably more fitting for me because I'm just a tornado sometimes. Tornado spinning round, I'm a tornado spinning round and round. Yeah, I'm a tornado spinning round the sky, and you are the eye. And I am the phone ringing in the parlor, I am the phone ringing off the hook. I'm ringing and ringing like nobody's home, and you are hello. It's funny how the stars know. Yours in perfect time. So let's fly to the moon when the moon is full. Let's fly to the moon when the moon is new. We'll fly to the moon way up in the sky and watch as the world goes by. Then we'll drive to the sea in the middle of the night. We'll drive to the sea, yeah, you and me. We'll swim in the water with the little fishies and listen to their mysteries. And I'll watch as the stars burn bright in your eyes. And everything I never knew I needed is mine, oh mine. Bum ba da ba da ba da bum. Bum ba da ba da ba da bum. I would be sleeping right now, to be honest. So I'll be your tornado and you'll be my eye, and I'll be the phone call and you'll be hello. And we'll fly to the moon and swim in the sea, yeah, the little blue fishies, you and me, oh yeah. Thank you very much. I'll leave you with one more, and let's pray to the Holy Ghost that he tells me what the words are if I forget them in the middle. Thank you. you guys so much.
Okay, well, McCall, thanks. Excellent. I want to remind everybody that as soon as we're finished, at the back table here on the left, she has her CD available with those songs on it, and all of our artists have CDs. Our next performer, David Jorgensen, we met him here last year, a good place to meet incredible people, and sadly didn't have a whole lot of time to talk, but he's one of Southern Utah's gems, I would say, down there in St. George. And when we went down for a visit to the Southern Utah Post-Mormon group, there he was. We had a lot of time talking. Discovered he is a cousin of Mary's through a polygamous marriage. Not his or ours, but way back when. We tried to figure out exactly how it worked once, but we're just cousin. And he's an incredible musician. I think you're in for a real treat here. So enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say to start off with that I think we all need to be a little bit easier on Boyd K. Packer. He's obviously a homophobe, and he's really pissed off that he's been dealing with the last name Packer his whole life. This is a song about leaving polygamy. I grew up in a big house in a small town with blinds on the windows. We kept them all down. A secret society behind the front door with secrets that kept it alive. My daddy worked us over every once in a while with mom in the kitchen, the queen of denial. We said grace at the table, had prayer every night, but I always would sleep with a light. I was a runaway. I'm a runaway. I am a runaway. I'm a runaway. But I always keep running back to my home. I'd awaken in the morning as if nothing was wrong. I'd walk 2 miles to school to keep my legs strong. I'd sit at my desk, I'd only pretend I wanted to be somebody else. As time went by, it only got worse, till one day I awakened with a demon's curse. A streak of rebellion and a will of my own, and plenty of room I could roam. I was a runaway. I'm a runaway. I'm a runaway. I'm a runaway. But I always keep running back to my home. I'm going 80 on a highway, a road going nowhere. Oh, I have things my way. The emptiness is everywhere, everywhere. They say life's full of lessons we all have to learn. Don't get too close to the fire, or you'll surely get burned. But the flames are all around me and they're closing in. I just can't escape anymore. So into the fire all my demons were cast. It's a difficult thing letting go of your past. I have deep-seated wounds, some may never quite heal. I fear that I've lost what is real. I'm a runaway. I'm a runaway. I'm a runaway. I'm a runaway. So keep me from running back to my home. I'm a runaway. I'm a runaway. Who attended last year's conference? Right on. I did too. It was my first one. Even though I've been out of the church for a lot of years. But Craig Criddle last year gave this most impressive PowerPoint presentation on Sidney Rigdon's involvement with Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery and how they got together and created the Book of Mormon, and he had all this great computer graphics and everything, and man, it made so much sense to me. And I sat in the audience and I thought, I'm going to write a song about this. I'm going to write a song about this and I'm going to play at the conference next year. And I didn't even ask. I was asked. Thank you, Peter and Mary, my cousin. So I had this piece of music that I'd been sitting on for a long time, because sometimes as a songwriter you'll have a piece of music and you just don't want to throw any topic at it or words. I mean, it's like, I wanted it to be worthy of like really good words. And I played it for my cousin Jeff and I played him both my Brigham Young and Joseph Smith songs, and he said, you know, they're great, but who is your audience for this? And I realized, you're my audience. He said, why don't you change the words and get it into the mainstream Mormonism? Anyway, this is called The Ballad of Joseph Smith. They called him Brother Joseph, a most extraordinary man, with a golden tongue, a magic stone, and a treasure-hunting scam. He would excavate for days on end for a prize he'd never find, but they would pay him for his trouble and be ashamed for being blind. Well, he met a man named Sidney, who was a legend in his mind, a narcissistic Christian of the Bible-thumping kind. They would put their heads together with the intent to hatch a plan to sell eternal salvation to every woman, child, and man. Well, do you think he had it coming? And I don't mean the promised land. Like a king inside his castle, he had a castle made of sand. Well, they found a book by Ethan Smith, Solomon Spaulding II, a then unpublished manuscript, and they knew just what they could do. They said Joseph found some ancient plates that explained all the Indian tribes. Then he pretended to translate them with Brother Oliver as his scribe. And the people came from far and wide, his congregation grew. Those who tried to oppose him were quickly silenced by the Danite crew. He would wield his sword of righteousness, call thunder from the skies, and his followers hung on his every word as he delivered his pack of lies. Well, do you think he had it coming? And I don't mean the promised land. Like a king inside a castle, he had a castle made of sand. Well, Joseph loved the ladies, yeah, they would quench his thirst for power. The more he could convince of his revelations, the more he could deflower. His wives, they numbered 50, some were married to other men. But his prophecy and his philosophy let him marry again and again and again and again. Well, his wicked ways caught up with him. He was arrested to be tried for treason against the government, and there was no place he could hide. Well, I guess that mob had enough of him when they stormed the county jail, and shots rang out into the summer night. From the window, Brother Joseph fell. Well, do you think he had it coming? And I don't mean the celestial plan. Like a king inside a castle, he had a castle made of sand. Now his church numbers in the millions, but most really had no choice, hearing sugar-coated Mormon tales from a mom and daddy's voice. And his leaders sit on a conference stand with the illusion of being kind, and the people pay them for their trouble. They should be ashamed for being blind. Well, do you think they have it coming? And I don't mean the promised land. These kings inside their castle, they have a castle made of sand.
Thank you very much. I waited a year to play that for you all. Oh, it gets better, believe me. Well, last year also at the conference, I was given a Arza Evans book, and I was reading it, and the first half of it is about Joseph Smith, and the second half is about Brigham Young, and I thought, I gotta write a song about Brigham Young. And I started reading and taking notes, and there were some certain facts that I was not really clear on. So I got on my computer to Google Brigham Young, and I really couldn't find anything. And I thought, wait a minute, Arza lives right down here in St. George. I took out the phone book, and he's listed in the phone book. Arza Evans, ladies and gentlemen, listed in the phone book. So I called him one Sunday afternoon, and I said, hey, this is David Jorgensen. I'm the songwriter that wrote the Joseph Smith song, and I'm working on a Brigham Young song, and I needed to find out some facts. And Arza, bless his heart, he sat on the phone with me for nearly 2 solid hours while I took notes, he's just like this fountain of Mormon information. And I probably should credit him with co-writing this song, but the very least I can do is dedicate it to my good friend Arza Evans. This is for you. This is called Brigham Young. Well, a bearded man with a barrel chest
led a multitude of followers way out west to escape persecution of the local mob and to build a Mormon nation his primary job. So he dumped all their land at a fire sale price, prepared the families for a sacrifice, loaded their hand carts with all they owned, and walked 1,000 miles to find a new home. While crossing the plains to the new frontier, left the pioneers suffering year after year. 6,000 dead on the immigrant trail gave a whole new meaning to breakfast in hell. Brigham Young, Brigham Young, this is the story of the chosen one. Brigham Young, Brigham Young, the power and the glory of the chosen one. Well, they settled in the valley of their newfound nation, bound by the law of consecration. Deeded all of their land to the church itself, so that dear brother Brigham could build his wealth. And he ruled his new kingdom with the iron rod. All his followers believed he was the mortal God. He said, "The church will provide for your basic needs, and eternal salvation is what you're guaranteed." Well, you better get used to your new way of life. Do exactly as I say or lose your favorite wife. There are plenty of brethren just waiting in line for a domestic goddess who looks so fine. Brigham Young, Brigham Young, this is the story of the chosen one. Brigham Young, Brigham Young, the power and the glory of the chosen one. Well, he stood all amazed as his nation grew, and communities spread like the Asian flu. Zion was the place they had come to live, but the Utah desert was all that Brigham could give. And the men who were sent on a colonizing mission were given extra wives for the imposition. Others were spread to spread the word of God. Their wives were reassigned while they were living abroad. Yeah, he was trafficking women and all of their daughters for the sexual reward of the sons and the fathers. A 12-year-old girl married to an old man was certainly a twist in God's eternal plan. Oh, Brigham Young, Brigham Young, this is the story of the chosen one. Brigham Young, Brigham Young, the power and the glory. This is the story of the chosen one. Brigham Young, Brigham Young, the power and the glory of the chosen one.
Pretty mean, huh? Well, I figure those guys were mean. They have it coming by an unknown songwriter from a small town. And my friends say, "Why are you doing this, David?" And I said, "Well, my great-great-great-grandmother crossed the plains with the Martin Handcart Company and lost big chunks of her feet and got here only to find out that her husband had taken another wife and she had no concept of polygamy at all and lived the rest of her life alone, her children all married into polygamy. And she was stuck out here in Utah. I'm doing it for her." Marianne Williamson. This is my moment for her. Well, in closing, I want to play a song about my exodus from Mormonism. Years ago, I was commissioned to write a song for an author, Gary Zukav. If any of you have ever read his book, The Seed of the Soul, it's a really wonderful book. And they flew me out to Chicago to perform it at his conference, and I kind of, you know, when I started writing it, I was newly divorced and kind of newly left Mormonism at the same time. So I figured that the way Mormonism works is really this church that tells everybody, lies to everybody that you're being spiritually strengthened. Actually, you're being spiritually weakened. You're becoming spiritually dependent on their doctrine. And you're losing more and more of yourself in the religion. Rather than having it help you facilitate your life, your whole life turns into the religion, and it is your life. And that's the way they want it. So when people leave Mormonism, they're very, a lot of times, very lost, very empty. It was great. Tal Bachman addressed that last night and talked about how we should get hobbies and we should, like, dig deep into ourselves and bring that part out. This is what I did, as I learned what my soul was all about and how to really gather myself, because everything that I had, everything that I was born with, I've had my entire life. That's all you ever need is yourself. We're born into this world alone, we leave this world alone, and we can make it through this world without bullshit. So this is a song about my leaving Mormonism. Are you going to put that on YouTube? And there was a lot of years I could not play this song, because obviously it really pulls at my heartstrings and brings back a lot of memories. But I'm gonna be okay. This is called "This Is My Soul."
I'm breaking free of the bonds that hold me, trapped in this web of confusion. I'm beginning to see I was lost and alone, searching for truth that is real. For relief from this pain, searching for some way to heal. The voice of my soul, it beckons to me. I feel the sound of its message as it's flowing through. Coming out of the dark, questions remain in my heart. Embracing my fear, I see the answers appear. 'Cause here in this moment is where I begin. Now I find healing where the light was once dim. This is my homeland, the place of my soul, where I can find meaning, where I become whole. Secrets I hold are stories untold. As I bring the truth to the surface, my intention unfolds. I know in my heart that I have planted a seed and nurtured by trust, I become all that I need. 'Cause here in this moment is where I begin. Now I find healing where the light was once dim. And this is my homeland, the place of my soul, where I can find meaning, where I become whole, where I can find meaning. This is my soul.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. I have CDs in the back. I have a demo that I did at the beginning of the week. I recorded the Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, and Runaway songs. And I also have my David Jorgensen Life Survival CD that has This Is My Soul on it. And being so close to Christmas, I coupled it with my classical guitar Christmas CD. I'm selling them to you all for $20 for all three. And if you can't afford that, just name your price. I want everybody to hopefully leave with at least the Brigham Young and Joseph Smith CD. That is a free gift with the other two CDs. So there you go. There's my pitch. Thank you again.
All right, folks. It's exciting discoveries everywhere. If any hidden talents are hiding out there, come talk to us afterwards. You know, we'd like to know who you are. I should mention, you know, we've talked a little bit about creating some venues. I know there, how many of you are from Utah that are here today? Yeah. We've talked a little bit about creating some venues where music like this can exist and be heard safely for the performers. And for the listeners. So, you know, if you're interested, we all have mailing lists. If you're a musician, come talk to us. Our next performer, our final today, we have a special treat for you, Shane Jackman. He's garnered considerable national fame. You can read, everybody has a bio in the program. I've been a fan of Shane on both sides of the veil. I was living in central Utah, and I found a CD of his, I was so excited, you know, a Mormon songwriter, and just gave me hope for my own ambitions that I'd given up in the past. And Shane says it's not the CD he'd prefer I was a fan of, but a little while back, we were putting together a benefit concert for LGBT homeless teenagers, and a friend of ours said, you know, I have a friend that really cares about this cause, and he'd probably come play. And we said, oh, okay. It's pretty dangerous, you know. The LDS Church is not very excited about this concert. And so he was okay with that. And sure enough, it was Shane Jackman. And I thought, wow. So, Shane, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but so Deseret Book owns some of his music. And they recently pulled it all off of the shelves.
Big surprise.
If anybody here has spare time and you know, wants a project, if you could write to Deseret Book letting them know you want to know what happened to that stuff.
I just say, let's leave them alone.
Oh, just leave them alone? Okay. All right. I'm good. Are you set? I can talk for another minute. So, everybody has CDs back there. You know, come. We're probably all willing to wheel and deal if anybody needs a special deal. If you want to buy souvenirs for the family and friends, faithful or non-faithful, well, time for a joke, isn't it? I'm gonna get out of the way. He's gonna be ready in just a second.
Well, leave it on because it's buzzing without it. There, that's better.
That's weird. That's weird.
No. Okay. Do you want to plug into my DI?
No, but can you cut the reverb down about half?
Yeah. Less. That's the room.
That's
boy.
The room? Okay, good. That's what we want.
The room is natural.
How blessed long have I been sleeping? I'm stiff to the bone, slap the face of atrophy. I'll take that sidelong glance to mean that something here stirring deeply. And I'm late, like I should be somewhere by now. But the distance there is greater. From the head to the heart is a long and weary road. Just take me there before you take me to the undertaker. Bury me standing like a crone. I will stare out through the unkempt grasses, through the summers and the snows, while the generations pass in the dark beneath the leaves, falling like cicada wings in crumbling degrees. Pacing the gate, my collar high against the wind, and I raise a voice to shouting. Like spit to the moon, like a whisper in the gale, in the battle steep, like a dagger, will you ease my doubting? Bury me standing like a crone. And I will stare out through the unkempt grasses, through the summers and the snows, while the generations pass in the dark beneath the leaves, falling like cicada wings, crumbling to grief. Lend me love, lend me poetry and love, and save my soul for later. And ease my drought from a goblet of a king, and give me rest before you take me to the undertaker.
Thank you. That was a song that I snuck through on a Dead Red Book album. See, they don't get metaphor any better than they got me. Interesting. I'm not used to playing with the microphone on here, so if the guitar fades out, it's because I walk away. What's this something I see falling straight down from the sky? It feels like sun, but like the rain, it makes you want to cry. It's been that long since I felt free to let the color enter in. And I look around me and I can see the light that shines on you. Like the palette of Matisse, you come and throw it back with every hue. But I've been focused on the distance. That's my sin. Read you like some long romantic mystery, like some lost American prose. Don't look now, babe, because I think we're getting older, and all that noise has been such a little recompense. But here we are now, standing shoulder up to shoulder. Just the look you say things even Dante never dreamt. Such uncommon eloquence. Now I'm a lover of words and I drink them in every chance I get. Words on rhythm, words on music so we don't forget. Words on paper carving pictures right out of thin air. And up till lately when the sky's been looking black and blue, I've been known to disappear, scribble down a line or two. My little rhymes fade to nothing next to you. We've stomped along through all these buckets of rain, and I guess there'll still be an ocean or more. Don't look now, babe, because I think we're getting older, and all that noise has been such a little recompense. Here we are now, standing shoulder up to shoulder. I can't imagine a lifetime better spent. Such uncommon eloquence. And a young man jumps on stage with his guitar cocked like a pistol, and he fires anger like 20 years have earned him wisdom. But we don't need to stay here and be assaulted. The best of songs are always played beneath the porch light. The best of love is in the middle of the day. And look, my soul is not at war now for a change. I want to read you like some 50s Captain Marvel, like some Baroque High Latin Mass. Don't look now, babe, because I think we're getting older. This old world has been such a little recompense. Here we are now, standing shoulder up to shoulder. You're the only book on the shelf that ever made much sense. Such uncommon eloquence. Thank you. This is my first time coming to an ex-Mormon Foundation conference. And, I knew about it last year, which was the first time it came around after I fell out of the family tree. But I was reticent to come last year. I didn't know how angry I
wanted to get, how angry I wanted to feel. But what I didn't know, what I didn't realize fully at the time was the community of people that have jumped out and provided such a beautiful landing. And it's all of you, and it's my friends who have left, and a couple of women. It's been nice. But when I was contemplating what I was going to do, the decision that I was forming in my mind had been taking shape for many years. And during these years, I was on the road a lot. And I had a lot of time behind the wheel driving by myself while I tried to think about what I was going to do. It took a long time because my family's 6 generations in the church. You know, the whole thing, just right, the bullet list, we check them all. And so how do you get the momentum you need, you know? When you're launching a satellite that has to reach escape velocity in order to reach orbit. And so in every one of our cases, I think we probably had to find that moment when we found that we had escape velocity to actually leave and not fall back down into the gravity, you know, of the culture that the culture that we were raised in or whatever. But during this time, Mother Teresa died. And so I sat and listened to a lot of radio shows while I was driving about when her journals were published. Everybody was so surprised about some of the things that she said that maybe she didn't even believe in God. And some of the excerpts that I heard, she quoted St. John of the Cross, whose famous poem, The Dark Night of the Soul, she related to and felt like she had a common experience with. So at one point I got a hold of that poem and read it, and then there are a lot of treatments on the poem by St. John of the Cross. And in there he said something that really struck me. In the course of every person's journey, every truth seeker's journey, they find themselves on the banks of desolation, which is where I felt like I was. And so with that in mind, I was back in my hometown of Springville doing my duties as the Elders Quorum president. And a friend of mine who was in the who had been in the ward, he was a river runner, one of those people that I kind of related to, and he'd been on a trip, and I knew that, and so I saw him in the hallway there, and I said, "Oh, by the way, how was the trip?" He said, "Not very good. We lost somebody." "You lost somebody? What do you mean?" "Well, there was a teenage girl they'd sent on the trip to try to find herself, who was her parents felt like she was lost. Maybe some time in the wilderness would help." Well, not a big incident, but the raft pushed up against a little riffle while she was trying to adjust her life jacket. She went into the water, and they found her a mile downstream, and she didn't survive. And I went, "Wow, that's just horrible." And as I went down the hall a little ways, and I called back and said, "Oh, by the way, what did you run?" He said, "Desolation." Okay. So I was able to go back, run that canyon a little while later with her parents. And some of these lyrics took shape, but most of them are a metaphor for what I was going through.
Go grateful for your ever-loving grace. And if the day falls and love goes down, oh, find me on the desolation banks and say you love me, and I'll run the river by. And I will lay down to the red and wild waves. We are fallible as angels and mortal as the sun. We are dangerous and scared as everyone. how I need you on this cold and muddy shore to feel your sweet lips press the life back into me. And if you pull me from the shallow water, my eyes turn cold. There's a lightning in your soul that's stirring me. And if redemption finds me on the river's song, then love and music pulls me through. Say you love me. Say you know my shade of blue. And we can lay with arms wide open to the stars. If there's a home, then there's an answer. But it's this side of the sky, oh, that lifts me from my desolation base. Oh, lift me from my desolation base.
All of these songs now have never been recorded or released, so there's like you're in the new territory here. And just for the record, it was never really my choice to be with Deseret Book. Came by default, where a record label I was signed to was purchased by them. And so now they own my masters and my publishing, and they won't return my phone calls. We'll work it out. There's good people there, too. Okay, what am I going to play? Everybody good? Yeah. You're quiet. I don't know if it means you're sleeping or... Words for songs like this, lyrics started coming to me in the months preceding my leaving, which actually, I think, is 2 years today, if you go by the Sundays. The second Sunday of October, 2 years ago, is when I finished teaching the elders' quorum and walked into the stake president's office and said, I'm done. It's funny because I never expected any kind of reaction like that. You know what I mean? And the first big surprise I had like that, I met somebody down here, I forgot your name, but who is a fan of Ellis Paul, who is a good friend of mine, and he called me just when this was going down, and he said, oh, you gotta get out of there, you gotta come, you know, I got these shows to do down in the Bay Area, so come down and join me, you know. So he made me a special guest. The first show that we did was at a show in Berkeley, and it was sold out. And he had me come on stage after announcing that I had just left the Mormon Church. And I'm going, oh, no, no. I walk out there and they're on their feet. It was right after the Prop 8 vote, actually. It was just right after. Anyway, thank you for that. Big rain gonna fall down the road I'm walking on. Big rain gonna fall
down the road I'm walking on. I say bring it all, gonna drag my soul along. The water gonna rise like to wash me out to sea. Water gonna rise like to wash me out to sea. Make me realize that only love can baptize me. Darkness scatters, and there's trouble behind fading red. The only trouble I see is the one that shatters these dreams inside my head. Ooh. The big sun gonna rise when the darkest night is through. The big sun gonna shine when the coldest night is through. So take me in alive, baby, gonna lay my love on you. Big rain gonna fall down the road I'm walking on. Big rain gonna fall. Take me alive.
Where are we at time-wise, Peter? Two? I understand if you got to get to the sacrament meeting, so. I had this odd moment this morning. I was walking out the door of my house, and I'm in this twin home in Holiday, and the couple that lived next door, we were walking out at the same time, and I had my guitars and stuff throwing them in the, they had their white shirts and ties on, and they were on their way to the 9 o'clock, you know, meeting. Just fills me with such joy. I can't do the white shirt thing anymore. I can't do white underwear either for that matter, but.
Light from about a billion stars cuts the window blinds in this night of ours, and hits your sheets like prison bars, and your alabaster skin. Oh, I can't. Sorry.
Edit. Who's doing the video? Sorry.
Light from about a billion stars cuts the window blinds this night of ours, and hits your sheets like prison bars and your alabaster skin holds me in. Mm-hmm. these walls could talk, would they laugh at me or would they not? Cry quietly because they've seen a lot, too many hard goodbyes and honest lies. But I keep thinking, after a love so sweet, it's not that love's so hard to find, it's just so hard to keep. So I get up when the morning's near to step outside, slip the fear, but you say, lay back down, rest your head right here, and tell me you're okay. Anyway. But I keep thinking, after a love so sweet, not that love's so hard to find, it's just so hard to keep. Can't convince the sun to rise. Might be days before I realize I might never see those deep sea eyes look at me that way again. The way it's been. And I keep thinking, after love so sweet, not that love's so hard to find, it's just so hard to keep. It's not that true love's hard to find, it's just so hard to keep.
Thank you. I'm going to do one more tribute to the sweet people who have made this an easy transition for me. Can't say easy, but easier. Thank you all so much for having me. Peter and Mary, it's great to be your friend. Thank you. Next year I'll come to the whole conference.
If I were the sun, today I'd wake you up slowly over
over dark leaves or window lace. And I'd slide through the window and land on your pillow. And I'd kiss your sleeping face. If I were the sun, today I'd shine out from your eyes and light the world wherever you are. And I'd touch your shoulder if the day turns colder. I would warm your heart. If I were the wind, today I'd tassel your hair like free birds in the ocean spray. And I'd brush your skin when your dress lets me in. And I'd whisper your worries away. If I were the rain, today I'd fall to your feet, and I'd cool the dust of the day. I'd soothe your weariness and taste your tears, and I'd whisper your worries away. But the sun can see you almost any time. Touch your face, and the darkness is your secret place, and I just feel so far away. And if I were the darkness tonight, I'd lay down beside you, and I'd wrap you in mystery. And I'd soothe your weariness, and I'd taste your tears, I'd set your heart to free. If I were the sun, today I'd wake you up slowly over dark leaves and window lace. And I'd slide through the window and land on your pillow, and I'd kiss your sleeping face. If I were the sun.
Okay, big, big thanks to everybody involved, all the performers. I want to remind everybody that at the back table over there, everybody's got CDs. You can come buy some, and you can just chat with us if you wanted to do that instead. And we'll look forward to seeing y'all. Hopefully we can do this again sometime. And
definitely.
Oh, let me also just say thanks to Sue, who was so supportive of this idea, and who has tirelessly organized over and over. Incredible amount of work to all the people who helped. I know there are other board members out and about who've done a lot too. So be sure to stop by and give them your thanks. So.